Okay, everybody, you're being recorded because it told me to let you know.
For legal reasons?
Yes.
I do a backup recording anyway, so.
All right. Hey, everybody, welcome to another NFW podcast. It's been a while since we've done a series, or actually this one would be a trilogy. So we decided or asked if we could do It's Alive. So we're going to do the It's Alive trilogy. Starting with, of course, 1974's It's Alive. So, Willis is here.
Yeah, It's Alive. It sure is.
There's a lot of Willis's in this movie. Big babies. Ah! Andrew is here.
It's alive! It's alive!
And Miss Mona is here.
I'm alive.
Yes, and starting late tonight because of Jake after he accosted Mona. Jake's here.
I am barely alive after work, but yeah, I am here. Yeah.
All right.
I blame all these people needing shit done.
Yeah, all, God forbid, need shit done at work.
All 1,000 of them.
All right. So yeah, we're going to be doing 1974's It's Alive. So I'm going to say 3, 2, 1 and go. When I say go, everybody hit play. 3, 2, 1, and go. So it starts off with the Warner Brothers logo for those that are going to watch at home and not the video that I produce.
The ancient Warner Brothers logo.
I know, right?
No Bugs Bunny on there.
Oh, this movie's fucking 50 years old. Years old, dang it.
God, I haven't seen this one forever. I mean, I probably watched like 2 and 3 like a few years ago at the very least. But the first one, it's been some years.
I don't even think I've actually ever seen this.
I don't think I have either.
I've seen
pieces of it. Oh, that's a good
one. It's a piece of it, but never the whole thing.
Directed by Larry Cohen. Done much good stuff, such as The Stuff. I finally crossed Cue the Winged Serpent off my shame list.
What? We did that on the show, didn't we?
No.
Maybe on Gary's show or something.
We didn't do Cue on this show.
Nope. I think we might have did it on Gary's show.
I could have sworn we had done that on this show. That movie's perfect for this show.
And I don't even remember half of the movie. I think I have fell asleep on it.
That is a very unique film. It's like two different films in one.
Yeah. It's so good.
That movie makes me learn. I've learned one thing from that movie. That claymation is just, it lost art. I will take a bad claymation over bad CGI any day.
It's time. This guy's creepy.
Sure is.
Very creepy looking man.
I was watching Texas Chainsaw last night in 4K. That movie looks so good.
Yeah,
the OG one?
Hmm? Yeah, the OG, yep.
Surprised it looks good in 4K.
You could even see, who Franklin, when he in the van, you can see him sweating.
They're all sweating.
Yeah.
But Franklin's you got
sweat pig.
Yeah, but you can actually see the sweat dripping off his skin.
It's that's a sweaty movie.
4K. That's how good the 4K is.
It was like you got a stronger prescription of glasses. Do you even wear glasses, Willis?
No.
He's supposed to, but he doesn't.
I was going
to
say, you probably need to.
Yeah. I think he's supposed to, but he doesn't. It's not cool, because then he'll look like Urkel.
I only could have... Shut up, Nudie. I only put on glasses when I gotta read my comic books. That's it.
Did I do that?
Damn, Urkel. Stay on the show forever.
Oh, Jesus. I got a little anecdote, speaking of. So, it was a few weeks ago. Me actually hanging with my mom and dad and talk about Vegas for some reason, and Ashley said she would love to go to like a Steve Irwin event they have there in Vegas. And my mom, she just starts like acting weird, like kind of freaking out for a little bit. And I was like, what the hell wrong with Steve Irwin, Mom? And she's like, oh, Steve Irwin. I thought you said she wanted to go to a Steve Urkel convention.
She's like, they have those?
Even my dad was like, what the hell are you freaking out about?
That's funny.
Well, they had conventions about everything else. I wouldn't be surprised they don't have a family matters convention somewhere.
Go to the Urkel convention.
Did I do that?
Which season Urkel are you going to dress up as?
Have any cheese, Laura?
She would dress up as Laura.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there was a remake of this movie.
Yeah, that shit was trash.
There was?
Yeah.
With, how do you pronounce her name? But Joe Phillips? Annie Masterson's wife or ex-wife, depending on how prison go for him, I guess.
Bijou Phillips?
Yes.
Bijou.
Good
lord. Bijou Phillips.
I don't fucking hear that name every day.
Bijou Facade.
Wasn't she the lead singer for the Facade?
Mr. Fucking Pronunciation Nazi here.
Bijou Phillips.
Well, yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Bijou.
Jake.
What, it's, like, Jake. It's an unusual name, okay?
Hey, Bijou.
Okay, Jake.
Good for Jake. Good for you knowing how to pronounce it.
Jake.
You want a gold star?
Shushy.
Facade.
Babies.
That one's gonna live in infamy.
I told Ashley about it, and she still thinks Dinky Schumann's funnier.
He do almost look like a Chester, don't he?
He's very weird. Very weird looking man.
Look at the 70s pants.
That 70s shirt.
I know, right? Ooh, that joint stands out like a motherfucker. Babies. Deadly babies.
You're already starting.
Baby, nasty baby coming out soon. It's gonna be different, all right, bitch. You just don't know.
She's just trying to convince herself. It's too late now, lady.
I know, right? I laugh if it came out and it was a xenomorph.
We'll be getting our alien film soon.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be good. Cause it's been a bad streak of alien movies the last fucking 30 years.
I think they took, learned a lot from watching Prey. Prey brought back the Predator franchise, so maybe this one will bring back the Alien franchise.
Predator only had one bad movie. It was the last one that they did. That was it. All the rest of them is good.
If you count AVP 2, it's not a great film.
I don't count them. That's an Elseworld joint.
I like Predators.
I ain't like the Predator.
Yeah, that was the fourth one.
Fourth one. Predators was good, though.
Will said that because they called it The Predator?
No, it was just dumb as shit.
Which one was that about?
That was the one with the autism kid.
Oh, yeah.
And it had Iron Man suit at the end of the movie.
Yeah, that was a bullshit.
When they had the superhero Predator.
Yeah, the big giant one, yeah.
I don't mind them, like all those Hellraiser movies.
They're all right. All of them. Yeah, me too. They're all right. I don't mind watching them.
I get to see the Predator. Me neither.
But yeah, another way you can tell 70s. They can smoke in the hospitals.
I know, right?
Yep, my dad said he was bumming cigarettes when I was being born.
Hey, smoke if you got it. You're going to end up in here anyway.
Yeah, but dying from smoking is not a good way to die.
I know, right? That's why I never took up that goddamn habit at all.
I haven't smoked in 35 years.
Jeez.
I used to.
That shit stink.
Yeah, it's not good.
I like took a drag off of just one time when I was drunk, and even as drunk as I was, no way.
And been drunk, bitched.
Yep.
And besides, even me being of legal age and independent, my mom would kick my ass if I took that up. Just because so much of family members on her side went that way.
Yeah, it's not fun, that's for sure.
God, there's an old video we watched, like, maybe I was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and we're over at my grandma's house, and just a bunch of people sitting around smoking, even around me and my cousin, and, you know, me and my cousin are hacking up, and me and my mom are watching it, and she's like, notice all those people are dead now.
Damn.
Your mom is a savage, Jake.
She's a dark lady.
Well, she just stating facts.
They're all dead.
They're all dead. Where's the boy? Is he dead too?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get in that soon, the Friday the 13th show.
Well, they're filming it this summer, so it might be a while.
Yeah, probably next year at the very least.
I don't have no faith in that either.
The only thing, the reason I have faith in it is because the guy who made Hannibal, the series, did so well with that, so I think he knows what he's doing with this.
Yeah, well, fellas.
Is 824 involved in this?
I don't think so.
I have to say, you know, I was always with you with A24, hey Willis, but I have to say they're getting better.
Yeah, because they're doing stuff that makes sense now. Especially after they did the Iron Claw.
I mean, I saw Talk to Me, and that was really good.
I didn't get a chance to see that one yet.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't artsy, fartsy, part 2 wine glass type stuff.
Midsummer was good. Hereditary was good. Except for the ending.
I hate Midsummer. Fuck that movie. That movie is so dumb.
You're going to have to make you watch the director's cut.
No, that shit is like 3 hours. Fuck no. I sat through the original movie. That shit was too goddamn long. After movie theaters, the first weekend.
But, you know, back to Friday the 13th. If they ever decide to make those movies again, I hope they get the guy who did the Never Hike Alone movies.
I know, right? That's who need to make it. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Where do we begin, lady?
Yeah.
Doctor? All the doctors are fucking dead.
Where's the baby?
Where's the baby?
Baby just shoot off the umbilical cord.
Where's the baby? Not the baby.
Ain't he up on the ceiling or some shit?
Lenore! Nevermore!
That is not... That is definitely a 70s name, Lenore.
Mom and Dad were Edgar Allan Poe fans, I assume?
Yes. I just finished All the House of Usher. It was really fucking good.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Show.
I love that so much.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was amazing.
Yeah, just every time the episode started and I saw the name of the episodes, I'd be like, oh, fuck yes.
I know.
Jake said, fuck yes. Not just yes, but fuck yes. Dirty mouth.
Yep.
Where's the baby?
Hey. Potty mouth.
Hey, this is time away from the kids. I can swear as much as I want to.
Where is she tonight?
Upstairs. Oh. I mean, maybe she could hear me, but probably not as
gonna
much.
She's going to start swearing. Wonder where she heard that from.
Ashley.
Blame her. Fuck, yes. Then we'll know.
Where's your baby? Just slaughtered all the doctors.
Disney signed a deal with some...
Is that the stroke
derbation? I messed up.
Deal. A distribution deal.
There you go.
I got tongue tied there for a second.
That's why we love you.
So Disney is gonna start producing all the Sony's DVDs and shit now.
Sony's digging themselves into a grave with their Marvel series.
Man, that movie was fucking stupid.
What movie?
Madam Web. I went to see that shit on Sunday just to see how much of a train wreck it was going to be. God damn, that movie was dumb.
I can't stand that blonde bitch, so I don't even want to give it a chance.
Which one?
That Sweeney bitch.
Oh, why? What's wrong with her?
She's annoying. I hate her voice. And she's just... awful.
They're barely in the goddamn movie.
Well, I'm not into girls, and I'm not shallow.
She's the new it girl.
Yeah.
She's everywhere now.
Damn. Madam Web, her damn powers just came out of fucking nowhere every goddamn time. She had a different power for every situation. Nothing was consistent at all.
Oh, God. One review I saw of that movie on YouTube, they inserted a clip of her at the red carpet premiere of the movie, and she's just like, oh, God, yes, I am so excited to be in this movie. And it's like, you get to cut the sarcasm with a knife. She's like, oh, my God, this killed my career. I just know it.
She said she fired her agent once the movie came out.
Hey, if 50 Shades of Grey didn't kill her career, I'm pretty sure this one won't.
Well, at least 50 Shades, like, made some money.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they were good. I don't know, I never seen them, and no, probably never will, but but they made money, that's the important part.
Exactly. As long as they make money, they don't give a shit what they put out. Oh, I didn't take a gummy tonight.
Oh.
Just remembered.
I need to start taking gummies.
I'm going to have to go get one.
And it's going to be legal. I want to start smoking it.
Even if you took a gummy while watching that movie, that still wouldn't help. That's how bad off that movie was.
Well, if you took three gummies, Willis.
I was sitting there with my head resting on the arm of the chair. That's how bad that movie was.
If I took three gummies, I'd be passed out. Sometimes I can't stay awake with one. I totally forgot to take one. Can you believe it?
No.
That just means I'm not addicted.
What's wrong? What happened? I just missed everything.
Are you not watching?
What is this thing?
It's his baby.
A mutant baby.
How did it come about?
He put his penis inside
her vagina. When a man loves a...
Well, I just said I'm not watching the movie, so I'm going to ask.
Tell her how it's done, Andrew.
When a man loves a woman, they decide...
That's not always the way it goes. And not everybody loves each other and makes a baby.
Where
the fuck did you grow up, Andrew?
Don't be a buzzkill, man.
Even say how they got all mutated in this first movie, I don't even remember.
My baby's daddy's in prison for murder.
And good night, everybody.
There's the show.
Can't go anywhere from here.
That just happened.
Mona happened.
Mona.
She came, she conquered, she left.
She left them with the smile on their face and teeth marks on their ass.
She does nibble. Alright, I gotta go get a gummy. I need to be high to watch the rest of this, but it probably won't kick in for the last 30 minutes.
But that's the best part of the movie when it kicks in.
I'll be back.
I'll be right back.
Oh! We need to do the Scream films.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The movies are not interesting after the first movie. Because it's the same old shit.
Exactly.
That's what Friday the 13th is.
Yeah, but...
That's what Transformers movies are, Willis.
Not really.
Maybe not the last two, but everything in between.
Well, then that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, nah, I just, I don't even remember the last one that came out, and I went to see it when it first came out. Only thing I remember is them going into the Batcave with the Scream outfits in it. That's about it. my eyes just rolled when that part happened. I'm like, ain't this some dumb shit?
See, that's why I love them. They keep getting crazier and crazier each time, and that's why I love them. It's like you can't take them seriously. When you start taking those films seriously, then that's when you hate them.
Well, come on, we've watched worse stuff on this podcast.
Well, yeah, we have, but.
The fuck was that?
Got it.
Well, I was just playing a video game.
No, I just happened to cut my phone on.
I knew it was you.
I don't have no video game in here.
I know where you are.
I'm in the front room. I'm always in the front room when I'm podcasting.
Yeah. So you fall asleep in the front room?
Yeah, sometimes I do when I'm podcasting and hit the movie board.
Hey, you picked this one, so I don't want to hear it.
I'm not bored about this movie. I like this movie. I've seen it already. I wish I had got the Blu-ray set when Scream Factory had it, but I missed it. I don't even know if it's even in print anymore.
I thought I had it. I thought somebody sent it to me, but I can't find it, so I don't know.
It's in a black box, I can tell you that.
Beehive.
This guy was the voice of Buzz Bronski in Mask of the Phantasm. The Batman movie.
The dad was?
Yeah. He was in Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Oh, I remember that damn show.
One episode. Delta Force 2. Oh, there you go. Class of 1999. He was one of the bad guys.
Mr. Carter. What a cute baby.
Runaway Train. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Death Wish 4. Yeah, he's been in a lot of shit. A lot of TV. Good character actor.
Yeah, I've never finished the Death Wish series. I mean, I just have one more movie, but and I love Part 4.
Oh, they're hilarious. Is Part 4 the drug one?
I think so. That's the one with Danny Trejo in it.
With the guy falls, gets electrocuted on the bumper cars or some shit.
I think that's the one, but whenever I think about that movie, I just think of that scene with Danny Trejo and the exploding wine bottle.
Is that the one where Charles Bronson killed the bad guy with the rocket launcher at the end?
Yeah,
no, that's Part 3, isn't it?
No, that was Part 4, yeah.
The Giggler?
Yeah. Part 5 is the only one that I haven't seen yet.
And Part 5 must be the drug one. With the girl that was played Audrey in the first Vacation movie.
Okay.
Dana Barron, I think is her name.
Maybe.
She was in Python or Python with William Zabka. I think that was her.
Need to marathon that series again sometime.
Hey, we could do it on the podcast. We did a Charles Bronson movies before.
Yeah.
I'm on a new show now. On the last couple of Saturdays, I've recorded it with Alex Edwards and this dude named Chris. We did Weird Science.
Weird Science.
I went to see that when it came out at the movie theaters when it first came out.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in forever.
Jesus Christ, you guys are old.
Yeah, because you're not that far behind, woman. Keep pretending you're a youngin'.
I am.
Uh-huh. I used to watch that TV show a lot, the TV show they did on USA Network.
Yeah.
what's his face was in it, the guy from Oz, played Chet.
Bill Paxton?
No, the guy who played Chet in the TV show. Series. Yeah, he was a feature in Oz.
Yeah, I was surprised. I looked it up on IMDb. I was surprised to find out it lasted until, like, what, 98? I was like, damn.
Yeah, it stayed on TV for a long time.
I mean, I probably watched, like, I don't know, maybe when it was in his first or second season. That's as far back as I remember.
She had a retarded kid.
I remember when they had He's that.
All sad. My baby's retarded. His face.
I remember they had the Ferris Bueller TV show too. Remember that?
Yeah.
Might have been a little bit before my time, maybe.
This week we did we did 48 Hours and the first Beverly Hills Cop.
48 Hours is such a great movie, and Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, they were both really good. But I loved 48 Hours. I used to watch it all the time on HBO back in the day. But watching it this time with a long time in between, it's a movie that will not be made today. Very, very racist.
Nick Nolte was on there showing off in that movie.
Eddie Murphy was showing off too.
Yeah,
it was a good movie. Just a racist stuff said in it, but you know, that was the times.
That's when Eddie Murphy was Eddie Murphy. I don't know what the fuck happened to him now. Most of his movies is dumb.
So we did with the Weird Science, we did Back to School. fucking classic. The triple MD. We don't do commentaries though. Like, we just talk about them and bring up subjects from the movie. So like, we talk like maybe 30, 40 minutes about each movie. And it's actually pretty cool. Not just to shoot the shit and not, you know.
So y'all basically actually reviewing the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk about what we like and if we didn't like something. So, I don't know. I'm going to do Charles Bronson next time.
Sam Kinison part is the best thing about Back to School.
Yeah. We didn't really talk much about their interaction in the classroom together, but we did talk a little bit about Kinison, and I actually got to see him in concert. Him and Pauly Shore when he first came out.
Pauly Shore.
Up and coming. Yep, he was the opening act. He was the opening act for Sam Kinison, and it was pretty cool. It was fun.
Sam Kinison was funny as shit.
He was a comedy legend.
Yeah.
But also remember when he was the guardian angel for Al Bundy?
Yeah!
I'm looking for Al Bundy. That's me.
No! Man, Al Bundy, that shit. Now that show would never get made this time around. Shit. All the people who just make fun of him on that joint.
I would love if they would revamp that show and just look everybody at the screen and say, fuck you, we're going to mock everyone.
They supposed to be doing a continuation, but in cartoon form, but I don't know if that's going to actually happen or not.
It's going to be stupid.
Christina Applegate can't really walk nowadays.
Yeah, that's why they said they wanted to do a cartoon for him so she could at least do the voiceover.
You should have done come on South Park.
I haven't watched South Park in so long. My favorite damn episode was the Michael Jackson joint. That joint was funny as shit. Look at me! I'm in a tree!
Look like it, got your nose.
Yeah, I've just started going through it.
Yeah, early seasons there, but I just watched some episodes of the latest season, and that's just kind of weird now.
I love the one when when they had Chris Hansen on there. Oh no, it's Chris Hansen! Boom! Take a seat. Take a seat right over here. He's still doing that shit. Chris Hansen's still doing that shit. I watch the new ones he do on YouTube. That shit is funny. He's still taking people, telling people to take a seat right over here.
What else is he going to do?
I swear we were just going to talk.
Yeah.
I have all the transcripts and everything. You said you was trying to do a little bit more than just talk.
I didn't know. I
Wasn't
she going
was
to do nothing.
I didn't know she was underage.
Wasn't there an episode guy pretty much showed up to the house naked?
Yeah. Yeah.
He took off his clothes outside the house.
I seen that. I watched this shit the other day. I was in here dying laughing. I was like, this dumb bastard. I remember one of them came in with a box of pizza. Was eating the pizza just as casual as he wanted to be.
Could be his last good meal for a while, so.
Yeah, he offered a piece to Hanson. Want a slice?
He's like, no, I'm good, thank you.
They're all like, I'm under arrest now, aren't I? Well, I don't know, I'll just answer a few questions. Idiots. Fucking idiots. When there's women like Mona out there and you're going after little kids, fucking idiots.
They got this black dude that's doing it now. He doing his own version. His name is...
Oh, yeah. I've seen him.
His name is Skeet Hansen.
Yep. He sounds just like him, too.
I know,
like,
right?
Changed his voice to sound just like him.
Skeet, Skeet, motherfucker.
Skeet, Skeet.
I'm confused.
He said, what'd he say? He said, you just been skeeted in 4K. I watched one today while I was at work. They invited this guy over to the house, and the fool came over and he went in the fucking tub and took a goddamn bath. What happened was, it was around fucking Halloween time, so one of the guys was dressed up as Michael Myers. He came in the room and he looked up. He was like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And two of his helpers came out. They was dressed as Mario and fucking Luigi. They bombed that dude out. I was dying laughing.
That's. I think I saw that one. He asked the girl if he could take a shower, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He has just got out of work or something. And he's like, "You want to join me?" She's like, no, go ahead.
Yeah. He was in a damn tub, butterball ass naked. He came, went in the tub, and the water was too hot. He put his foot in, and she came in there, and he was bent over, and she came in, and his ass was all up in her face.
Fucking idiots.
How we get from talking about mutant babies to Chester's? I don't have
an idea. I don't know. I blame Jake. Yeah, I blame Jake. When all else fails, blame Jake.
Why, for some reason, this looks like it's supposed to be a fucking 3D?
This is
baby
like
vision.
That's the baby vision.
A prequel sequel to Basket Case?
No.
No, Basket Case with like Hen and Water, so.
I know, but kind of like the same premise.
Like, yeah, I guess.
It's like the Brady Mobile.
Sure does. Excuse me.
Come on, kids. Sha la 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 na 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 na. Sha la 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 la. Time to change.
Hated that fucking show. Fucking Brady Bunch. That's the episode where they were singing and his voice started changing, right?
Yeah, he was going through puberty.
Time to change! Got to rearrange! Sha-na-na-na!
they redid that in the movie, I think, too.
Yeah, they did. I was sitting there... I'm sitting there laughing, and Dad never wanted to touch the mom because he was gay as a motherfucker.
He was,
yeah, that's how it goes when you're gay.
He said, they used to say every time he had to do the scene with her or anything after the fact, he would go, ugh, but they didn't know he was gay.
I don't think they knew in real life that he was gay, or if they knew, he hit it really well.
Yeah, they didn't know until he got older.
Yeah, because he didn't want to get knocked out of Hollywood or whatever, I guess.
Yeah. Didn't he die of AIDS?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, sadly.
What's a sad Brady Bunch song? Do they have any?
I remember they had their own variety hour and shit.
It's a Sunshine Day?
Yep.
You're just a Brady Bunch super fan.
Oh, I used to watch it all the time.
So did I.
I don't lie. It was that Gilligan's Island.
Because they used to.
I used to watch Monkeys. Gilligan's Island too. So did I. I love the Monkeys.
Well, they used to run them all in a set together in the afternoon back in the day, right?
Yep. The Monkees were on, and Gilligan's Island, and
there we go.
Bewitched.
Some kind of cool one. Blood mixes with milk. I don't know what it is. It looks kind of cool.
I see the damn teeth. The face sound like a dang cat.
Sure does.
The dramatic ass music. they shoot the real baby. Bang!
They really shoot the baby?
He is living in the fucking sewers and shit.
Just like the alligator.
That movie is wild as shit. Alligator. When the alligator show up at the birthday party.
Ramon the alligator.
Ramona. She's the man eater.
She's a man eater. Man eater.
Man beater.
Man eater.
She can beat me. Hit me, beat me, smack me.
Beat it. Beat it!
As long as you kiss the boo-boo later.
I'm gonna bite the boo-boo, make it worse.
Don't bite. Maybe nibble, but
I'm
don't.
I'm a biter. Sorry.
No!
I feel bad for your man.
I don't want any bite marks.
But don't. He don't feel bad.
Yes, he does. It fucking probably hurts.
No, he doesn't!
Is he sitting next to you?
No. I have a life. We have lives, separate lives.
Is he still trying to weasel his way back in?
Yes.
Shh. Why? Shh. He doesn't listen, does he?
I don't know. He might.
Oh, you broke up with him?
I guess, yeah.
What'd you get?
What do you mean you guess? If you see it or you're not.
She doesn't know. Oh, fuck. She doesn't know she broke up with him.
Does he know?
Oh yeah, he knows.
They jumped out of the car and ran away.
Damn.
Never leave a guy hanging, Mona. You wouldn't want him to do that to you.
Sometimes hanging is fun, though.
Sometimes you gotta ditch the motherfucker.
That's what I told her. Ditch the motherfucker.
but she don't listen to me.
Maybe it was my fault. Maybe I was the awful one.
No.
It's always the girl.
This time.
This time, it's Mona's fault.
Hello, Daddy. Would you like to make another baby?
Not with you, bitch.
More monster babies?
Babies. Gave
birth to a demon.
All them diet pills.
Yeah. A door within night of the comet.
That fucking Ozempic.
That's for diabetes.
Is many people are using it for weight loss too.
Them dumbasses. All it's doing is just making you crap your brains out. It's not like making you not want to eat. It's making you just shit yourself all day.
Oh, like
it lowers your sugar, your blood sugar.
Like those Olean potato chips that you made back in the day. They made everybody shit.
Hey, Lay's gives you a butt pee or a leaky butt. Anal leakage.
Maybe you.
It's everybody.
No.
Yes.
No.
Just because you don't want to admit it, whatever. Okay. Or maybe your butt's always sweaty, you don't notice.
Talk about somebody that has to take that pill every day. Yeah, that joint do give you the shits.
It goes away though.
What?
That those diabetic pills, they make you shit your brains out, but it doesn't last forever.
It all depends what you eat.
If you eat really greasy food.
Not even eat.
What a fucking show tonight.
Bubble
guts. Fucking pedophiles, fucking Ozempic shitting.
How'd you
die?
Ozempic.
Ozempic. I thought you were talking about metformin.
Metformin. I take metformin.
Who's that?
That's never
heard of him.
It's that's like
the
Ozempic.
Pill I take.
Is he related to Redformin?
Is he a dumbass?
No, it's not even a person. It's a pill.
Yeah, stupid. my mom takes something called Alprazolam, and I'm like, oh, Al, say hi to Al for me. He always gets mad.
She gets mad.
Yeah.
Like, it's the fucking pill.
I just start laughing. I'm like, yes, Mom, I know.
Think you're a smart ass?
Yep.
The Lenore chick, she just died the last year, May 15th.
Who died last year?
The chick who plays Lenore.
Oh. In this movie. Is the guy still alive? I don't think he is.
His letterbox thing doesn't say. What does IMDb say?
MDib.
Yeah, he died in 2007.
Me and Mona were having a heartfelt conversation last night, and then she just fell asleep.
Wasn't that heartfelt?
Right? She always does that, though. She's like, hey, how are you doing? Everything okay? And we start talking, and then the next thing I know, she just disappears.
Crickets.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Medication.
I say, I'm fucking sleeping, and she messages me, and I wake up and talk to her.
Well, I'm on drugs.
But she just, like, fucking ignores me, and I'm like, wow.
I can't wake up till the morning.
As Ted would say, you never should have trusted me. I'm on drugs.
All right. All right, Mona, I'm deleting Discord from my phone since you don't fucking use it, even though you made me go back on there.
I never even knew Discord was a thing till a month or so ago.
Yeah, it was an Android Vision Discord thing that we were all using for a little while, but Then it disappeared. Like, I don't even see. Oh, there she is. Magpie. She's a magpie.
I don't remember my password or anything.
Yeah, she sent me a invite, so I come back on it, and then I sent her like 20 messages, and she never answered me.
Wasn't that like last year?
I don't even remember anymore.
I can't even keep up with my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so busy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, this woman.
And mental, yes, thank
you. Oh, yeah, well, that, I'll give you that. You are mental. I'll give you that.
Yep.
Y'all?
Yeah. I'm
y'all.
Not in deep, intense psychotherapy twice a week for fun.
You mean you don't like it?
Yeah, but it's not fun all the time.
Fun. I'm sure therapy is not fun.
It's not horrible.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Horrible? Let's ask Jake how he says it.
Yeah. It's facade.
Fuck you.
Horrible.
Just one word. You don't really hear a lot of.
One word and a name.
One word and a very unusual name.
Yada, 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 yada.
Why is he under arrest?
Yeah, I was going to ask, why is he going to jail? What happened?
I never got this part.
Maybe he's not under arrest. He's going to visit his baby.
Oh, yeah, he's not cuffed.
Did they catch the baby?
They catch the baby.
The baby?
I think they cornered the baby. They cornered the thing somewhere.
They called the pound. The animal control. And they got him. I hear Jake's creature.
Why is she screaming, help me?
Children, they get.
Why is your kid screaming, help me, Jake?
He hired someone to murder his family. He's all, you don't hear anything.
She picked that up from something she watched, I guess.
Yep. just
so he's sure, like, you didn't hear anything.
Just make sure she ain't watching something to say, help, police.
We have radio
Stranger
proof.
Danger!
Yeah, there's some days when Ashley's kind of gone with her friend for a while, and then I consider watching some things. I'm just like, I better be careful what I watch around her, I think, nowadays. Definitely can't be watching, like, Chucky movies or anything like those.
Whatever you do, don't let her watch The Little Rascals. Because that will put a lot of ideas in her head to get her in trouble. I should know.
She'd probably be too scared. I wouldn't care. I'd just be on and Aiden would take off running. Oh, no.
What, just be scared of The Little Rascals?
No, he was really afraid of Chucky. It was funny. So when he misbehaved, I tell him, I'm going to lock you in a room with Chucky if you don't cut it out.
That's really nice. I think that's what Willis's mom did to him with E.T.
Nah. She said, I don't know how you got seen E.T. because we didn't take you to the movie to see it. She says, you must have seen a picture of him on the news or something. A picture on the magazine, and that was the end of you. She said, I don't know what it was about that thing. I think she think it was because it had big eyes. I didn't like nothing with big eyes.
I have big eyes. You don't like me?
Man, that's different. My mom had bought me this turtle when I was a little baby. It was a little bath toy that they was promoting.
You were afraid of it?
It had big old, big ass eyes. My mom said she bought that thinking I was doing something good. And I had put you in the tub and I opened up the box and put the thing in the tub. She said, next thing I know, I knew when it was coming because when you start to cry, you put your head down first. And then she said, next thing I know, I looked and you put your head down. Next thing you know, when that head came up, you start wailing. I said, I was trying to figure out what was happening. If the water was hot or something was wrong. And then she looked and realized it was the damn toy turtle.
Willis is afraid of things that look like dicks with two eyes. Are you afraid of the turtle from the Neverending Story?
Nah. And I seen him when he first came out.
It's like,
That was a depressing ass movie, the damn horse in the bog.
Sadness?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nudie was weirded out. He's like, why is everybody all excited for this boy? It's creeping me out.
Yep. Moro started crying when the horse died in the sadness.
I didn't.
Okay, you didn't.
Not sad anymore when you've seen that movie a million times and he's writing it again at the end.
Right. I seen that movie when it first came out at the movie theater. I seen The Dark Crystal when that first came out. And I seen Superman 2 when that first came out. And my mom and dad actually took me to see Troll when it first came out.
Oh, we love that movie.
The OG Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter Jr.
Sure. Yeah, Sonny Bono was in that joint.
And Elaine Michael from Moriarty's.
Yeah.
Michael Moriarty's in one of these sequels.
Pew, 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 pew.
Just shoot the bushes.
Ugly ass big head baby.
A lot of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Baby wants milk.
Does the body good.
And until you get older, then it makes you gassy.
Yeah.
Someone's lactose intolerant.
Everything just makes me gassy these days.
You can only have lactate milk.
That shit is even worse than the regular damn milk. You might as well just drink the regular milk.
At least that doesn't give me gas.
Shit, that joint do more than give me gas. That joint give me the instant runs when I drink that lactose intolerant milk. I learned to drink just drink the what is it? The not the skim milk. I think it's the 2% milk. Yeah, it's the 2% milk. That don't give me no gas.
That's what I drink.
Yeah, I just supposed to have a shot of Pepto almost after every meal. Isn't getting older fun?
Yeah, that's great.
Shit. Just imagine every so often you get your pills mailed to you to the house.
They don't leave those outside your door, I bet.
Right.
Help me. Oh, maybe it's a booby pick. Nope, no Mona.
But
But
did you get a message? It's not me.
Yeah, I just don't. That's what I said. Not Mona.
It's not me.
I downloaded a Halloween phone game. It's like those where you do the mix and match and then you gotta repair shit.
Replay the game?
Yeah. No, it sent me a message saying that my lives were replenished.
Oh, fuck yeah, right after the show.
I'm working through the Yakuza games. I'm on part 4 right now.
I'm finally on the verge of finishing Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, I finished that last year.
Yeah, well, it's got time for that.
When I play those ones, I play like every side mission I explore, every cave, every special item. It's like I go through the whole thing.
Willis and been done with that. Right, Willis?
Yep, I've been and been done with that. Been
done.
Bitch.
Bitch. Bitch.
Shit. Next week is my fucking birthday. It actually showing up this year.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, it ain't here yet.
No. But you right, both people. Be dunk.
You have eight, 9 days.
You gotta tell Virus so he can send you ETs.
9 days, right?
In nine. What's the day? The 20th? Yep, yeah. In 9 days.
Alright, so by the time this show gets out, your birthday will probably be already passed. But I was gonna say, everybody send Willis a birthday present. All you listeners. For all the years that he made you laugh and the times he made you cry. He's made me cry a hell of a lot, I'll tell you.
Uh-oh, the baby. The baby.
No getting dunk has a dunking snuck this year, though.
No, sir. I probably had me a couple of beers. That's about it.
Just two.
He can't have it anymore, Jake.
Excuse me.
Jeez, Willis.
I need it.
I expect that out of Andrew, but not you.
Hey.
Jake, he can't have alcohol anymore, so don't tease him.
Okay.
He's a Wilford Brimley. Leave him alone.
I used to make fun of that shit all the time. What the fuck happened? Tragic irony or poetic justice, you tell me.
Yeah, just like how back in school, I was getting a little shit. I would give a crap to a friend of mine who was big. And now I gained weight and he's skinny. But I wouldn't be proud. He did lose all that weight, though. Yeah, he told me one day, he's like, hey man, here's a little hint of how I lost all that weight.
Depression. I'm
like, okay.
From you making fun of him?
No. <That worked. laughs> I was making snorting noises. As if he snorted something up.
You like to party.
Jake's evil. Makes fun of his friends.
What? You never did?
Never.
Hey, we all tease each other.
Uh-oh.
It's that cat. That darn cat.
Kitty! That movie's so fucking boring. That darn movie's boring.
That darn movie.
Well, it's more exciting than the last movie I watched.
What'd you watch?
It's fucking Madam Web.
Oh. I decided to purge out on the purge. I think it was time.
Purge out on the purge.
How far did you get?
I watched the first purge, and then I watched the purge, and then two, and now I'm on the first season of the show.
I gave up on the TV show.
What about Purge Election Day and all the other ones?
Not yet. They said in order to watch the shows first.
No, I have not watched the show.
I liked it. It's really good. I can't stop watching it. I'm almost done. It's not great, but it's entertaining.
I'm just waiting for the new season of Chucky to start in April.
Yeah.
I'm curious what they're going to keep doing with this, because it's like, how far can you actually drag this character out?
I've only watched the first season, and I'm rewatching it so I can watch it. Me too.
I haven't watched the second season yet either.
You be quiet, Andrew.
I'm a slacker.
I'm not spoiling nothing. I'm just curious, like, how long can they actually drag this out?
Because
the rewarding thing with the Chucky movies is, like, he wanted to see Chucky get his comeuppance. And this, you don't really get that. He's, like, always has the upper hand.
Because it's a TV show.
Yeah, but, like, how long could they keep that going?
Forever.
Yeah, how long does Supernatural go on?
That's what I was just gonna say.
I mean, that, they killed the devil in season 6, and that should have been the end of the fucking show. But no, no, it went on for another 20.
I love that show.
Only watched one episode.
Sad.
You know, it was great when it was.
The first few seasons.
Whatever.
The Scooby-Doo episode.
The Scooby-Doo episode, that was it.
Yeah, that was great.
That's the only one I bother with.
Chucky's gonna keep going as long as Brad Dorf can keep going.
Right?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised, even if he do pass away, I wouldn't be surprised if his daughter just take over as the voice, because she could sound just like him.
Big Chucky? Mm-hmm. When she's playing Chucky?
That was the biggest miss. That was the biggest Her missed big opportunity. Butt.
When she has
big lady butt.
When she has her legs working.
Yeah, that was the biggest missed opportunity with her character. They really could have done something cool with that, so they just made her a cripple, and it was just so stupid.
Well, she was a cripple in the movies.
Yeah.
No, but like permanently now, she's got no legs, got no arms.
Well, it wasn't working anyway, so shit.
Well, she had arms, at least.
Yeah, that's about all she can do, shit.
Yeah, she had arms, at least. And when Chucky would take her over, she could walk.
Yeah. Quoth the raven.
Where'd she go? So I want my baby.
Quoth the raven. Eat my shorts.
Evermore. Ugly ass fucker.
I kind of have not been paying much attention. All this yakking we've been doing.
Yeah,
kind of all over the place.
I mean, I don't think we've missed much anyway, but basically the baby killed a few people.
I think we missed a lot.
The baby killed a few people, and then it made its way back into the guy's home. And the mother's a wackadoo.
Well, look what she had. Of course she's a wackadoo.
Wackadoo.
Yeah, it's kind of a slow burn.
Yeah.
And how many more are there?
Two.
Only two.
Two.
Oh.
Just two more.
And I just assume you won't be doing the remake with Bitchu Phillips.
Is it a remake? What year did that come out?
2008. That's why I brought her up earlier, dude.
I never even knew that.
We were too busy laughing at you saying her name that we didn't hear the rest of what you said.
We're too busy laughing at you.
Bid you.
We're all gonna laugh at you.
Yeah. We're all gonna laugh at you at the facade.
Suffocate in a bag of dicks.
Yeah, the facade, that's right.
A bag of dicks. Mail them over.
Even I was saying it wrong. It's the facade, not the facade.
Dude used to send me boxes of dicks.
Boxes of dicks, yeah, she's right. She's not lying.
No.
And she sent me boxes of pussies, so. I actually have another. I actually have another dick to send you.
Yay. You dicks.
Woo! Owner likes the dick.
One broke. It wasn't waterproof. Found that out the hard way.
She squirted all over it. She almost electrocuted herself.
Oh. Batteries. Or it wasn't plugged in.
She pulled it out. She was so violent. She pulled the cord out.
He sent me enough that I could charge one while using the other.
What it sounds.
What the hell? Wow. Fucking madhouse. I'm glad that I'm on the gummy net. What the fuck was that? He was just like... Oh, man.
I'm gonna smother him.
You know, shoot the goddamn mutant.
Because I created it with my dick.
Oh, no.
Oh, kitty!
That darn cat.
That's a good movie.
Oh, it's not. What
the fuck? He wasn't paying attention to the conversation from earlier.
Andrew, it's like
podcasting in the mental hospital.
I was talking about the movie, That Darn Cat.
Yeah. We went on when it first showed that cat. And I said that darn movie's fucking boring. Oh, look at the baby. Nevada.
This is the sequel to Rosemary's Baby. The non-yogurt edition. But did you say much better?
Yeah.
Don't be scared, I'm your brother.
I always wanted a brother. He's more accepting than Stuart Little's adopted brother.
That still is like such a weird film. Who the hell adopts a mouse?
All those other kids, we want mommy and daddy too. Let's adopt this mouse.
Poor Charlie.
The Littles, they adopted a mouse.
We are the Littles.
Now, here come the Littles.
That used to come on after all the good cartoons came on Saturday movie morning. That was the last one.
Did you watch Kid Video?
I watched that stupid shit.
At least you know what it is. No one ever knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
The joint where there was a rock band and they got transported through the, I think, a mirror. Into the music land or some shit.
Yeah. They're all a garage band.
Yeah, On ABC, that was an NBC show.
WNBC.
I remember that shit.
Dang, you do remember details for that.
I remember that. I remember they had the Gary Coleman cartoon where he was the fucking angel. Punky Brewster had a cartoon and she had some kind of bear rat or some shit.
Oh yeah, I used to watch that.
And then Alf had his cartoon where he was on his damn planet and shit.
I remember that one, yeah.
I don't like Alf. He eats cats.
Well, fuck.
Gordon, put the things to cheese.
Then, what else? Mr. T had his own cartoon.
Remember Mr. T cereal?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mr. T?
Mr. T.
He had a damn dog. The dog had a damn mohawk like him, and the little white boy was trying to be Mr. T. Oh, shit.
Now that I look back, I think I watched more of the cartoon version of Alf more than the live-action one.
Mm-hmm. And who else had a cartoon? The Karate Kid had a fucking cartoon.
Rambo.
Rambo, yep.
RoboCop,
yep. Damn, fuck. They made cartoons. They had Back to the Future. They had Teen
Toxic
Wolf,
Avenger.
Toxic Crusaders, yep. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Remember Shirt Tales?
Yep, uh-huh. Shirt to the Tales! Then they had all the Smurf knockoffs. They had the Snorks.
Oh, Ewoks?
They had Ewoks and the droids.
And fucking gummy bears.
Uh-huh. Gummy bears was funny as shit, though, because they always called the bad guy, one of the trolls always was calling the bad guy, my dookie. What do you need, my dookie ship?
What's that smell? Dookie.
Stop, children. As in, stop for children or stop the children.
I remember all them fucking cartoons back in the day. They made Chuck Norris had his own shit. Chuck Norris and the Karate Commandos.
Rambo.
Yeah, we said Rambo.
I wasn't paying attention.
I guess that gummy kicked in.
Then.
Wasn't paying much attention.
He had the action figures. You could get the fucking bazooka, the water cannon bazooka joint. You still could get the rifle, the Enertech Rambo, water gun, machine gun joint that looked so real. They had to pull it off the fucking shelf.
That's probably the same filming thing they did for Terminator 2, I think, in L.A., right?
Yep.
And them as well. The giant ants movie.
Mm.
Hail Ming.
Yep. Hail Ming. Somebody had posted a video of aliens and them, and they had the scene side by side, and it almost looked exactly like the same thing.
You never know. They could have borrowed from this film.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Fucking Avatar. Fucking but damn, Fern Gully.
Yes. This
doesn't make me think of Police Squad. Police Squad. I was just reminded of that. Somebody posted a video that show how they always did the freeze frames at the end of the show, but it was like only Frank and somebody else just frozen and everything else wasn't. Like they'd be overflowing the coffee or the criminals they captured would get away.
That show used to be funny.
Wasn't there a Police Academy cartoon?
Yeah, it was a Police Academy cartoon. I actually got one of the bikes for the action figures. Here.
What?
Still in the box. I got two of them. I found them at the thrift store for $3. They were never open.
Dang.
Oh my God, Willis. You've been holding out on me.
Shut up, dummy.
Stanford?
I can still remember I showed my mom a clip from that episode. I'm like, yes, Mom, that's actually how he talks.
That's Willis. I'll give you $50 for that, Willis.
Can you give me some more? I can't take that. Nope.
Oh, Lord. I got a big one coming. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
That was like, what, 13, 14 years ago or some shit? It's been a minute since that happened. It's around October, September. It always shows up in my Facebook feed when I remind people about it. You holding out on me, Willis. It took all day just to film that little bit, that little section of that show.
Well, they had to get your smile right.
Yep.
You're a tough negotiator, Willis.
Yep.
No, I'm not kidding. That was a line from the show.
Yeah.
Right, Willis? Yep.
Yep.
Like, Willis, can you say
yep?
Willis goes,
yep.
No,
yep.
It took 20 minutes to get him to say yep. That's great. You're a tough negotiator there, Willis.
Yep.
Like your Willis impression is Willis on helium.
Yep. I'm a munchkin.
I need to sit down and watch that again, because that's the only way I can see the old house, because that old house is gone now.
Complex.
I know.
It's the only episode that I have up there.
The only one worth keeping.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Should review that show one day as an extra. And then we can put the Anthropophagus review after there.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I can't believe we didn't do Q, so we might have to remedy that. I thought sure we had done it. Got Suzanne Summers topless.
I remember I believe every movie we've done. I don't know, list on Letterboxd.
I wish I utilized Letterboxd more than I do. Every year I say I want to keep a track of my movies, and I never fucking do. So I'll start, and then I don't do it. I haven't watched a lot this year yet, but I never do it. He's in the sewer.
Sewer.
Sewer. The turtles.
Speaking of turtles, they about to make a Transformers Ninja Turtles crossover, so they doing the turtle van. It's going to turn into a Transformer. That ugly ass motherfucking thing.
That's how I cry.
I know.
It's going to hurt even more when I put that bullet to your goddamn head.
Oh, now he realizes it is his kid. I love my big retarded son.
No, he's not retarded. He's a monster. He just, it's not like he's retarded. He's just a monster.
Oh, come here, boy. Andrew's crying.
It's so sad. Even demon babies need love too.
Right.
Oh, he's really crying. It's coming out of his nose now too. Dang.
Dems the boogers.
Throw it in the river. Throw it in the wet river.
Then it'll suffer.
Yeah, they're already suffering.
This movie music is dramatic as shit.
Yes.
It's a very dramatic movie, Willis.
For some reason, I felt like this movie was more exciting than it was. I guess not.
I should have jumped.
Oh, look with me now. How dramatic.
I know, right?
Wow.
What is that thing called that makes that noise?
Mona.
Mm-mm. I don't make that noise.
Kind of
you don't
noise
know? Make. You guys are horror fans and you don't know?
What kind of noise do you make?
That's his son. He can't do that.
Oh, he managed to outrun the cars.
Theremin, Theremin, something like that.
A what? A facade?
You just think everything's a keyboard?
What in the facade are you talking about?
Yeah, you got jokes.
It's a xylophone.
No, it's not.
This one time in band camp. It's not a xylophone?
No.
Is it a pterodactyl?
No.
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 You're going to use a xylophone. If you ever. Don't ask Nudie to do music for your movie. He's going to bring his xylophone.
Who's going to make a movie? Jake ain't got time to make a movie.
Don't
stop
you
right there.
Ugly motherfucker.
That's what I was gonna say. Isn't that the American way? The human way? Look, it's Trump. He looked like Trump. He did. It was scary.
Don't shoot.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my baby at you.
He basically killed the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, my baby gotta go. So do you, buddy.
Baby go bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's okay, honey. We still got one.
Remind me to get a disectomy so I don't make any more demon babies.
What an upbeat ending. They're not going to charge him with murder for throwing the baby at the cop?
Guess not. Can I say, I didn't throw it, it jumped.
Yeah, it jumped out of his hands. Oh,
let's go.
My God.
How were they born?
Through a vagina. Didn't Andrew explain it to you already?
Ah, fuck you. That wasn't the right way.
Let's not go down that road again.
The plague of demon babies.
So there you go. The perfect way to set up a sequel. All right. Willis, go ahead.
Man, I remember seeing this movie.
Man!
Like last year, and it was exciting to watch and everything. Man, this shit was tough to watch this one this time around. Shit. I mean, goddamn. Hopefully the sequel is better and more action. We have to see. But yeah, this was a rough. This was rough. I give it about a 6 out of 10.
This is rough. This was rough. 6 out of 10. Okay, Andrew.
I like it. It is a slow burn. It takes a while to get going. And I think that they were smart to keep the baby in the shadows because obviously they saw how cheap it looked. But it's a good film, and it actually does have heart at the end, which I appreciate in a horror film. So yeah, I'll be fair. I'll give it a 7.
All right, Jake.
Yeah, only second time seeing a movie, and I can see why I don't go back to it. Like, there's maybe some cool kill scenes, but there's just a lot of padding in between them, shall we say. I'm just going to go with a 5 for this one.
All right. And Mona?
I heard part 2 is better.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is very good. It's a part 2, so of course it's better. Oh, hey, Gary, haven't seen you in a while. Stop my show, jackass!
Anyway, I enjoyed the laugh. I remember seeing this VHS everywhere growing up. I'm glad I finally got it over with and out of my life. It was all right. I was entertained. It was when I was paying attention. It was funny, I guess. I don't know. 5.
All right. yeah. I, wait a minute.
Gary, where are you?
Trying to strike that from before. First time I've seen this all the way through. I have seen bits and pieces, but never the full movie. And, you know, I didn't hate it. I kind of dug it. I would probably watch it again when we're not all talking over it so I can understand it a little better, but it's not too bad, so I'll give it a 7. And I look forward to part 2 next time. So, yeah, we hope you enjoyed the episode, and have a good night.
Nighty night.
Fuck off.